You ever prayed for anything? Did you ever let that prayer go? A lot of time passed. Lack of circumstantial evidence of any kind of change. You begin to wonder in your own mind. Well, maybe the Lord's already answered that prayer. Maybe he's done it in some way or some form, some fashion. We'll let it go. In Luke, the 11th chapter, at verse 1. It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven. Let's not repeat it like a doxology. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We're still in the same chapter, and the Lord is continuing on. He made some brief comments. Some people have stopped at those comments and shaped their entire prayer experience around the repetition of sayings. Okay? He was only getting started. He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves of, I'm assuming that's bread. For a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are all in bed and I cannot rise and give thee. That's me after 8:30. Please make a note of that. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many loaves as he needs. What does that mean? That means when he showed up, he threw rocks up at the window. Finally, somebody shows up. Hey, I got a friend that came and he's staying the night. You get any extra bread? Are you kidding me? My kids are asleep. And what are you doing? Don't you see what time it is? It's midnight. Quiet, you wake the dog and all that. And he shuts the window and he closes the drapes and goes around to the side window and he starts chucking rocks. He does whatever he can to get his attention. And after an encounter, maybe waiting a while, and finally somebody comes and he inquires and he asks the same thing and he gets run off, but he can't be run off. So he runs around to the other side and then maybe to the back and he's not stopping. No. He's not taking no for an answer. And the Lord says, not because he's his friend. You know, you'd do that for a friend, right? No, like I said, after 8:30, y'all are good people. That's not my time. Call me at 5 in the morning. I'll answer. Even though he's his friend, he will not be responsive to him because of his importunity. Now that was the importunity part, because he just keeps coming back and keeps coming back and keeps coming back. Because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, that's importunity. Everyone that seeketh, keep seeking, doesn't stop seeking, importunity. But because he seeketh, everyone that seeketh, everyone that knocketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? He's declaring and revealing himself to mankind as he speaks in these parables and tells of real life situations that we can identify with and have an understanding of. He is declaring to us him. He who changes not. He who continues on. He is saying, I got a place in me. I got a place that's deep down, that's deep within, that I want to show to you. Because if you'll come into that inner sanctum with me and you'll touch me, I'm telling you how I will respond. Now, I could see some disciples at that point saying, okay. It was a simple question. You know, teach us to pray. And so now he's leading them past the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys to a place that's deep in him that he says is touchable. There's a place in me that's touchable. And if you'll continue to come, if you'll keep knocking, if you'll keep seeking, if you'll keep approaching me and will not be turned away because of lack of evidence, circumstances that show my quick movement, he upbraideth his disciples for their unbelief. What is unbelief? Let me show you. Lord, I have this need. It's really important to me. Well, I guess he just doesn't want me to have that. He doesn't want to touch that area of my need in my life because he didn't respond quickly, so I think I'll just let that go. Maybe there's something else I can appeal to him for. Unbelief. Why is that unbelief? Really didn't believe it when I asked it. I was just kind of checking. Perhaps, Lord. But this is what he says to us. It's that one that comes back again. What if Tuesday morning I get up saying, Lord, I got this need. There's a situation. I know you're full aware of the details, but it's required of me to talk to you about it. Wednesday. Morning, Lord. Can we talk about this again? Thursday. Friday. Saturday. You should take a day off on Saturday. Right? No. It's me again, Lord. I'm more excited about talking to you about this than I was on Monday. Wait a minute. 5 days, 6 days, 7 months have gone by, and I'm not waning. I'm pressing on deeper. Why? How can I become more excited about the fact that so much time's passed and still nothing? Because the believer says, these are memorials unto him that are stacking up, that are filling up. What Revelation said was a vial of odors, or the prayers of the saints. It's just one day closer to the tipping point. It's just one day closer, one prayer closer. This isn't repetitive praying. This is faith praying that says, I will continue to seek because this is how much I believe. And my faith becomes increased. Lord, teach us to pray. So he doesn't stop by giving some kind of, do a little like this, a little like that. He begins to tell us about himself, that there are the deep things of the Holy Ghost that he is responsive to. And when he looks over and sees that one, oh my God, they're back. You wonder that he starts checking them off. Day 245, day 246. And whatever it is that he holds in reserve, he wants to pour out. I've been there. Weeks, months. Here I am again, Lord. So and so, such and such. Let it be that been there. And sometimes I just need another inspiration from God to let me know it's still a concern of his. I've told you about the man that I kind of had a run-in with at work years ago. I came from a world of alcoholism. He was an alcoholic, and he irritated me to no end. Every time I saw him, I saw my past. And he was stealing booze from the accounts and hiding it in the dairy cooler. And then after work, he'd get loaded and go to the bar. And then the work truck would get a flat tire, and he'd stay till midnight and call me. Truck's got a flat tire, and I'm at the bar. And you're calling me? That was the wrong thing to do. Hung up the phone, got back in bed, and the Lord came into my room. Son, how quickly you forget of the compassions and the mercies that were showed to you. Now, why don't you get up out of that bed and get on that floor and call out his name to me in prayer? Okay. Reluctantly, but I heard from God. I prayed. Did my best to pray with conviction and real concern. From time to time, I found myself praying for him again and again and again. Pretty soon, he was away from that company. I was away from that company. I didn't even see him anymore. And every once in a while, I'd just ask the Lord, do you still want me to pray for that guy? And that day, I found myself in a grocery aisle, right behind so-and-so. Okay, Lord, I got it. And I'd pray and pray and pray for his deliverance, for his healing, for his salvation. Time had passed. As Sometimes it would be as much as a year. Well, surely that was long enough, right? Let it go, man. You know, there's other things to pray about. There's people that are responding to God. I never forget 40th Avenue in Yakima, heading up to Englewood, ready to cross the intersection. And I had prayed and said, do you still want me to pray for Jim? I'll tell you his name, Jim. When I crossed through that intersection, he was going the other way. I couldn't even believe it myself. It went on for 5 years. I've never seen Jim since. I felt like it was lifted from me to continue to pray for him. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what the result will be. But let me here's what I know. Every, especially spirit-led prayer, planted something that was eternal. The things of the spirit are eternal. The things of the flesh, temporal. Thank God. Things of the spirit, eternal. Led of God to pray, prayed, spoken. That word, released. I don't know if it tumbles through time, tumbles through space. In some places I see, it goes into a vial. And God says, when the tipping point is now, let's kick over that vial. And the prayers of the saints are effective. Are we in the same room here together?
Amen.
I'm feeling faith. I got four on my list right now. And it's the easiest thing I do all day. Get up and start with words of, let it be that. You see, I believe in the coupling together of the authority that he has given to me as a child of God. And that I don't have to come to him always pleading and begging. I understand asketh, I understand seeketh, I understand knocketh. But there's a place that he's given me in him. And when he says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, when I say let the heart of that man turn to repentance, it's in complete agreement with the will of God. It's according to his will. If you ask anything in my name, according to my will, I will do it. Okay, he didn't do it today. Okay, maybe you do it tomorrow. Maybe do it day after tomorrow. I don't know, but I'm going to keep stacking those memorials till he says, let's kick that thing over. And the prayers of the saints are spelled out. Okay, I may be boring some of you. Let's go to chapter 18 quickly. Same book, Luke 18, at verse 1. Real similar. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray. Not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. There was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. He would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest By her continual coming, she wearies me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Brother Johnston.
I'm going to ask for a musician to come. No doubt in a room this size, this many people sitting here, there are hundreds of things that have been spoken in prayer over time, over years, some of which you've seen come to pass, others of which you're still holding on to hope for. I would venture to say that some of you may have been praying for certain things for years. You've spoken things in prayer for years over and over and over again, and you've never seen them come to pass. I believe in this moment in time, I'm not here to say today that God's going to do that right now, but what I do feel strongly concerning is that he's going to infuse and impart faith to continue every day to call that out. What the impartation, it's already gone forth here. The, a couple of things that were said, he talked about day 245, day 246. We talked a few weeks ago about that vow, that incense, the prayers of the saints that are always before him. He hasn't forgot about it. He wants to impart faith so that you can continue to speak those things, because there, for some of you, they're just, you feel like they're just empty words anymore, and you begin to wonder, you question whether or not it's even yourself. Is this even God? Is this my desire? And so I'm gonna ask you, if, and I'm not talking about every prayer, every little thing you've prayed for, but there are things that you know today, I have prayed about this for a long time. And at some point along the way, I felt inspiration to pray for this. This wasn't my idea. I spoke these things out, and I keep praying for it every single day. And I haven't seen as much as any movement in the situation, let alone a resolution to it. The Lord is wanting to impart faith right now, and he's going to do that in this room. And so if you identify with what's been said today, I want you to slip out from where you're at and come to the front and just stand. And we're going to pray together, not one for another. We're going to pray together. We're going to agree together. If you recall, two Wednesday nights ago, we read the scripture. If two or more shall agree concerning any one thing. Wow. My goodness. Here's what we're going to agree on right now together. Brothers and sisters together, we're going to agree that he's going to impart faith into our spirit right now to continue to pray, to continue to speak things out, things that we know he inspired us to speak. Would you agree together right now? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He corondoria la 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 bashato roboria la la bahaye. We agree together in faith right now in Jesus' name, in accordance with your word. Still believe.
Impart your faith in this hour, Jesus. Impart your faith in Jesus' name into this group of people who have stepped forward today in belief, Father, that you have imparted, in belief that you have given them a word. You have given them inspiration and prayer. We stand together with them today. We believe together today that those things which have been spoken will come to pass. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe there have been prayers of salvation. There have been prayers of sustenance. There have been prayers of healing. God has honored those prayers. They've not fallen on deaf ears, but he has heard them. He has received them. I believe those things which I have spoken will come to pass. I believe it in Jesus' name. I believe it in Jesus' name.